Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Sosa, S-O-S-S, or S-O-S-A, 12655. Today's 12/16?
Yeah.
Miss Sosa is a ...68-year-old Hispanic woman, originally from San Antonio. She's widowed for years, has been widowed for years, has three children and over 12 grandkids, period. In the paragraph, she used to work in different kitchens in the past when she was able to. She has a long-standing history of high blood pressure, diabetes, insulin dependency, hyperlipidemia, most recently with end-stage renal insufficiency, and on hemodialysis via right-sided Quinton catheter. Period. Patient was recently, new paragraph, was recently hospitalized for 3 weeks with congestive heart failure, renal insufficiency, and pneumonia. Period. Patient has lost from 300 pounds to 161 pounds in the past few months prior to hospitalization. She used to be a heavy smoker, but she hasn't smoked for some time, doesn't drink alcohol. She lives with her daughter-in-law, Amy, who's her primary caregiver, period. Allergy, none. Hospitalization, during the hospitalization, patient was found to have atrial fibrillation. Sorry. Congestive heart failure, renal insufficiency, and now requiring Quinton catheter. Has required a Quinton catheter placement for dialysis, period. Patient's medication, amiodarone, 200 milligram once a day, Coric, 6.25 milligram twice a day, Procardia, 30 milligram once a day, Zofran, 8 milligram as needed for nausea and vomiting, phenofibrate, 123, one tablet a day, Pepcid, 20 milligram a day. Sorry. Patient's family history, mom and dad died of old age. They may have had diabetes and hypertension, she remembers. Other medical issues, atrial fibrillation, pleural edema, respiratory failure, pneumonia, weight loss, and severe weakness associated with shortness of breath. Patient was on oxygen in the hospital, but she's not on oxygen. Her need for oxygen will be reevaluated. Period. We're in the process of obtaining patient's medical records. Her daughter-in-law tells me that they told her she has a very weak heart with a low ejection fraction, although she cannot remember the ejection fraction at this time. Surgery, she had kidneys, she had C-section and left below the knee amputation. Most recently, COVID immunization, doesn't believe in COVID, doesn't want any COVID. Oh, incidentally, the patient had been on insulin for most of her life, but because of the weight loss of 145 pounds, she's no longer taking insulin. On exam, Ms. Sosa looks weak, weak, weak. She's pale. She's sitting in her bed. And has difficulty talking. She has air hunger and has trouble putting words together because of confusion. Patient is also very hard of hearing. Blood pressure is 160 over 100. Pulse is 100. Respiration 22. Febrile. Heart positive 1, positive 2. With ectopics. Lungs, bronchi, and RAL still present. Abdomen cannot rule out ascites. Neck shows positive JVD. Right-sided Quinton catheter noted. Lower extremity shows left above the knee, below the knee amputation. Right-sided slight edema. Decreased pulses on the right side, of course. Neurological, very weak, but moving all four extremities. Let's see, assessment. Here we have a 68-year-old woman with end-stage congestive heart failure. She was sent home with no oxygen, but was told that she does need oxygen. We'll check her O2 level and assess the need for oxygen, especially at nighttime, number one. A patient also has a congestive heart failure with a low ejection fraction. The full records are pending. because of an low ejection fraction and her heart disease, along with diabetes and hypertension. She has lost her function of her kidneys, so she's on hemodialysis. She's dialyzing from a Quinton catheter on the right side, period. She's in desperate need of a hospital bed and possible wheelchair since possible wheelchair as well, period. She's very much ADL dependent. Her family members, and there's so many of them that live there, lift her up and move her to the potty and put her at different sites in the house. Sometimes she's not able to control her bowel and bladder and is an incontinent, so she definitely requires adult diapers at home. Patients given new paragraph, given patient's recent weight loss, the severe weakness, low ejection fraction, congestive heart failure, recent pneumonia, failure to thrive, COPD, diabetes, end stage with atrial fibrillation, and hyperlipidemia. Patient is in need of end-of-life care. Her overall prognosis remains poor. Patient's granddaughter, daughter-in-law Amy, is her primary caregiver, and we had a long discussion regarding overall prognosis for Ms. Sosa, which is not very good, unfortunately. The patient will be kept comfortable at home. Patient has told family members that she no longer wants to go back to the hospital and wants to die in dignity at home. Thank you.